okay, it's late lunch. Gaynor, come back. She's running out of the kitchen. Look, look, we're live here, Gaynor. You can't do that. I'm standing here in front of a bowl of something and some stripy patterns on pastry. So, Gaynor, hello. What are you up to?
Today, we're going to make sausage plat.
Are we?
Yes, because it looks like it's something clever.
It does.
And it's not. It's really easy.
Right, are you sure?
So, yeah, so okay. If you're having sort of like friends around, you go, look at this sausage plat I've made, and they go, oh, that looks amazing. Yeah.
What, even an idiot could make it?
Even you, Kevin. Even
thanks,
you could
Gaynor.
Do this.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So,
okay, go on, talk us
right,
through
so
it.
I'm using ready roll rough puff pastry because it's a lot easier than making your own. So you just get your sheet of puff pastry.
Yes.
You fold the sheet into thirds. So you just fold it in sort of like in thirds.
Oh yeah, in three.
In three. So you've got three lines, so you can score three columns.
Yeah.
The middle column you leave as is.
Yeah.
The outside columns you cut into strips to the line.
Oh, okay.
Help. Explain that. Can you explain that?
I know what you mean, yeah. So you've got three columns.
Yeah.
And the outer two columns... You sort of use a knife to cut horizontal lines, but leave the middle column blank.
Absolutely.
Something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it looks like a piece of pastry with tassels on the side.
Tassels.
So, and the strips are about a centimetre.
Okay.
But wide.
It's sausage plat, not sausage tassels.
Yes.
Right.
So all you need is some sausage meat.
Yes.
And whatever you'd like to put in your sausage meat, so you can have peppers, onions, mushrooms, cucumber, tomatoes, anything you want to put in.
Yeah.
Or courgettes, not cucumber.
Right.
But it's the same family.
Okay.
Anything you've got in the cupboard, like I always say, anything you've got in the cupboard, you can add salt and pepper, make it really, got a bit of paprika or something, give it a bit of a spice,
yeah.
Bit of a kick.
Okay.
So you mix... All your ingredients, your sausage meat with all your ingredients. So it goes into a squidgy... This one's just onions and mushrooms because
okay.
I think that's really all you need.
Okay.
And on the bit of pastry, the middle piece...
Right, the blank bit.
The blank bit, you just stuff it with your sausage meat.
Don't need to be like that.
With your sausage meat.
Yeah.
And sort of... shape it to the same shape. So you've got a rectangle, so you shape your sausage meat to a rectangle.
Yeah.
So your sausage meat is about first finger knuckle deep.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So then you use some beaten egg along the bottom pastry end
right.
And one strip.
Yeah.
And along the top pastry end and the strip.
So straight across all three columns.
Yeah. And then you fold the first side and then the second side across and press it down so it sticks.
Yeah.
And go to the bottom one and take one strip across and then the other one, because that makes your ends.
So one on each side, fold them into the middle.
And then you've got your ends.
Yeah.
Then you use both hands, it's a two-handed job.
Yeah.
And you literally plait one piece of pastry over the second piece of pastry.
Right.
And then try and make the pastry touch, but do that all the way down. So it's kind of over, over,
yeah.
Over, over.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes a plaited lattice effect.
Plaited lattice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some good words today.
We have. But I'm sort of like...
Oh, I'm trying this.
I didn't realise when I decided to do this that it's very difficult to explain
yeah.
on the radio. I didn't give that a thought.
Yeah.
But it's literally plaiting the pastry flat, just laying it across so it looks like a plait.
Yes.
Then you cover that in beaten egg.
So all the sausage meat is covered.
With the lattice work.
Folded over lattices.
Yep.
Things. Yeah.
And then...
Beaten egg on the top, all over.
All over, because that makes it nice and shiny.
Yeah.
Transfer that to a baking tray.
Which we are doing there.
So I've left it on grease on the greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
So I'm just sliding that on.
Yeah.
And then you put that in the oven. This is electric, so it's about 180, 190 for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Until the pastry is nicely golden. So that's probably about a gas mark 6 or 7.
Yeah, so 45 minutes in the oven.
Yep.
Or until the pastry is
golden.
Yeah.
Right, and then if you've got any sausage meat left over, like I have.
You've got a lot left over.
Yeah. Then these packets of rolled out pastry come with two lots of pastry. So you can either make two plats, which will feed lots of people, or you can use the rest of your sausage meat. So I've unrolled that.
Yeah.
You make that into a very, very long sausage. Roll it in your fingers.
Yeah.
Just roll it till it's a long sausage.
Yeah. So all the way across.
All the way across.
Full width of the sheet.
Yeah.
Your pastry.
And then again, egg wash the short end of the where you've got the sausage meat. And then you roll it with the paper.
Yeah.
Another line of egg wash so it sticks. Cut it with a sharp knife. Score it across the top. And then cut them into about 2-inch pieces. And there you have sausage rolls.
Make it look so easy.
Well, it is. It's really easy. So there you go.
Wow.
So you've made sausage rolls as well with the same stuff.
So how much do you think you'd have to spend then to make? Is sausage meat expensive?
No. You can get sausage meat's about £2.
All right.
So you can get that from your reputable local supermarket.
Yeah.
And you could probably get, if you buy the roll out the pastry sheets where there's two in, you've got enough in one of those sausage rolls to do two sausage plats or sausage plat and and that would cost, so the sausage meat by itself is £2 and then the roll out sheets are about £1.50.
Wow.
So £3.50 and you've got either two main meals or you've got a party happening with your sausage rolls. With the sausage plat you can either serve it hot, like with beans and chips or whatever, or mash.
Yeah.
Or you can serve it cold with salad. You can actually use it for like a packed lunch, big slices.
Well,
or you can present it at a dinner party and go, look at me, I'm a clever person. Another thing you can do with sausage meat, though, remembered.
Go on.
Again, you do a pastry base in a flan dish.
Yeah.
Fill the pastry base with sausage meat,
slice
tomatoes across the top, and then you have a sausage and tomato tart.
And there's one you made earlier.
And there's one I made earlier.
Wow.
So sausage meat is really easy. I mean, the sausage, that was one sheet of pastry and one packet of sausage meat.
Yeah.
And then I just put tomatoes on the top, serve that with some black pepper and a nice Mediterranean salad.
Fantastic.
So
it is a good cheap meal.
Yeah, sausage meat is very versatile. You can do pretty much anything with it.
And that sausage, what's it called?
Plat.
Sausage plat.
Yeah.
Would easily feed a family of four.
Absolutely.
And more, wouldn't it? Okay.
And another,
about £3.50.
Yeah, and another little trick with the sausage rolls, which I've made earlier because I've been doing lots of stuff today. Sausage meat in your pastry to make the sausage rolls. But if you put, you know, like cooking apples or tinned apple pie filling, put that on the top of the sausage meat and roll it up, and then you've got pork and apple.
I like the sound of that.
You can do it with your sausage meat and then put pickle on the top. Then you can do sausage meat with cheese, so you've got cheese and sausage meat, sausage rolls. So you can sort of like adapt all your little bits for.
Okay.
And where the summer's coming and picnics, or summer's here actually, all of a sudden. Yeah, so you've got picnic food.
Yeah. I can't keep up with the weather, though. Can you, Gaynor? I was out this morning with the dog. It was freezing.
It was cold this morning.
And look at it now.
Yeah.
It's baking now.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for that.
That's okay.
So that's 45 minutes in the oven, so that rules me out having a taste.
No, it doesn't, because this is one I made earlier, so that you could have a taste, because I'm nice like that.
But before you do that, tell us about pan together, because I believe there's a new initiative come out, isn't there? Start of a new youth group?
Yeah. After the council cut the youth offers, we were in a bit of a pickle about our youth club because we needed funding to run it. So, unfortunately, that ended. Then we applied for various grants, and we've got a small grant from the parish council to allow us to start a youth club again, but we're relaunching it. It's kind of slightly different. So we've now got a new youth leader, Mike, and he is doing... It's more like an old... We did a little bit of a straw poll of people coming in, what do you want from a youth club? And they wanted the old-fashioned youth club, like a disco once a month or something, or taking the kids out on the field to play rounders, or games and crafts, and like when we were kids back in the day, rather than the computer games and all of that, a proper in-house youth club. And Mike, we advertised the position. We had two finalists, if you like, that were really amazing.
Yeah.
Mike just pipped it at the post, so we're looking for more funding to see if we can get the other person as well, because she was so good. Their ideas have been amazing. And
so when does it start?
It starts on Friday the 18th of June. Hang on, I've got all the details here because I really don't want to get this wrong. So bear with me a second.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, it starts on Friday the 18th of June. It's every Friday night. We've got 7 to 10-year-olds from 6 to 7:30.
Yeah.
And then 11 to 16-year-olds, 7:30 to 9.
Yeah.
It's £2 a term.
Yeah.
Plus 50p a night, which includes a drink.
Okay.
There'll be healthy eating nights. It'll be a safe environment. First aid training. Okay. Lots and lots of things for the kids to do.
Okay.
Competitions and games.
Brilliant.
So, but it's every Friday, but we're dividing it off into the younger ones and the older ones. And we chose a Friday night because they don't have to go to school the next day.
Okay.
So
is it a case of just turning up? Actually, that's next Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Friday the 15th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
Friday the 15th.
It's a week tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. So, oh, fantastic. That's great news.
Yeah. So we're really excited.
Yeah.
Really excited.
So I've been done that. I'm going to have a taste of sausage plait, but I'm going to put the microphone down now. I'm just going to eat it in private.
No, you need to taste it.
Okay. Hold that microphone then.
I will hold the microphone.
Right. Are you going to taste it?
No, because I can't, can I? Because I'm on a special diet.
Ah, right. Excuse me.
Go on then. Now I'm going to make him speak with his mouth full because it's funny.
Mmm. Mmm.
That's good, isn't it?
Mmm.
And quick and
easy.
That
is really nice.
And it looks posh, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It tastes fantastic. I can't speak.
There you go.
I'm lost for words.
That's
right.
How we like it, though, isn't it?
Right.
Kevin lost for words.
Yeah,
Thomas.
I'll take that the rest of it home with me, I think.
Well, I think we might be putting it in the cafe.
Yeah.
So you might have dipped out on that one.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gaynor.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yeah, see you next week.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love. Love.